If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Steel Wars is now on Patreon, and from just $3 a month, you can have a grip of exclusive content delivered to your podcast app of choice and support the podcast you listen to every week. Here's a clip from Questions You Have, Answers I Give. Emily Lind, what would a Q&A be? How would you like Rebels to end, beyond Kanan and Ezra biting it, I mean? Would you like all of the characters' stories to be wrapped up, or would you like the door to be open for some of them to come back in some future Star Wars project? Kanan and Ezra dead, and just not as a diss to them. I have my issues with Ezra. You know, Kanan, I'm in the middle about, to be honest. Sometimes he's a bit sour, a bit too sour, a bit too arms crossed all the time. And he did the other week acknowledge that he was blind. That was big of him. But I do admire the way he doesn't let it, you know, he doesn't let his blindness handicap him at all. But I think to honor the original story by George Lucas, Kanan and Ezra have to die. When Yoda said there is another, the other that Yoda spoke of was Princess Leia. Ben Kenobi says it in Return of the Jedi. Don't give me any of this, like, from a certain point of view, BS. Don't retcon the original films. Okay? I know. There's retcons. There's the retcon of Luke Skywalker being Darth Vader's son. You know, that is essentially a retcon because they decided it in the second film. But, yeah, Kanan and Ezra have to die. To be honest, and not to be sounding too cold-hearted about it all, I would like them all to die. Star Wars relies on people coming back too much. Like, I don't want another cartoon series where it's all just Rebels characters coming back, because that's kind of what Rebels was with Clone Wars. So dead. I would like to see another view of the Scarif battle. That'd be really cool. But yeah, I would like a hard end. Catherine Neen. I spoke to Catherine the other night. She came to see the show, and I got up the guts, because this has been bothering me for some time, that, you know, because her surname's spelled K-N-E-E-N. And I said, hey, is it Kanine or is it Neen? And I have such a bad track record of pronouncing surnames or first names or any words. They're all tough, these words. And she said Neen, but that she gets it all the time. So my apologies, because Catherine has been one of just the biggest supporters of the podcast. And so I absolutely meant no disrespect for my years of caneening for the cat dog. I apologize. Who has been the person who has surprised you the most by being a Star Wars fan? I'm not sure if you mean by that's been on the show. I think one of the most surprising people to be a Star Wars fan is Leonardo DiCaprio. And that was, you know, he was a mad collector. I think he sold some stuff, or I don't know, but I know when The Phantom Menace came out, he was all about, you know, I think he was pictured in New York with a shopping trolley and Toys R Us getting everything. Maybe people that are on the show, maybe Darren Hayes. I never would have pictured the guy from Savage Garden when I was little being a Star Wars fan. And Gillies from Silverchair, Ben Gillies. That was I didn't realize he was down as well. I think it was a tweet and someone like added me. It's like, oh, you know, Ben Gillies is talking about Star Wars, and that's how we became buddies. Yeah, probably those ones. There you go. So yeah, DiCaprio, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, and Gillies that had been on the show. I think people were surprised that Dempsey was a Star Wars fan, but that was no surprise to me because we have been talking Star Wars for decades. I don't know, what about you guys? What do you think? Who maybe on the next Q&A thing, you can say who surprised you the most. Yeah, there you go. There's a bit of audience interaction. New little segment. Steel Wars. Your say. New segment. I don't know. I think we're going to get through all these questions. Don Legaseppe. Legaseppe. Man, I just got Neen right, and now Dom steps into the fray. Legaseppe. Legaseppe? Dom, let me know. If you could ask Pyblo one question and Borgulot was there to ensure a full and accurate answer, what would it be? I would like to know the thing that maybe JJ and Kasdan added to Star Wars canon that he had an issue with the most. Because I am fascinated with the process with the story group and then with a filmmaker and how that to and fro goes, like who has the final say, and I'm interested in that whole process. But yeah, that would be very interesting. So that is just a taste of the 40-minute episode of Questions You Have, Answers I Give. But along with that, we've also got the Star Wars Holiday Special live commentary and the A New Hope commentary, as well as the bi-weekly episodes of Making Steel Wars, where Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, we talk about the stories behind the stories. We've got the trash compactor with the Gonk Droid. Plus, you get the live call-in shows in full with the bonus show and our complete back catalogue of Steel Wars interview episodes. You get sent a private RSS feed, which is very easy to paste into iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, and it just downloads like a regular podcast, starting from $3 a month. There's a $5 sticker pack tier, and then there's a $10 t-shirt tier, and then there's some extra tiers as well, which are pretty fun. And you get to support the podcast you hear every week. And also, there's no mid-episode plugs and all that sort of stuff. So nice and sweet. Thank you guys so much. If you want to sign up, it is at patreon.com/Steel Wars. May that force be with you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.